Welcome, everybody, to another Edge of the Rabbit Hole Rabbit Pellets. A little extra something down at the bottom of the rabbit hole. I'm author and ghost historian Mike Ricksecker. With me, as always, is Vanessa Hogel, my co-hostess. Been a little while since we've done one of these. Been a little bit busy running around all over the place. October becomes a very, very busy month for us, but it leads into our topic for the evening, it being October. And I say evening because of when we're recording this, but we're going to release it on a Monday morning. It's the way it goes. But a question that we get a lot is about the quote-unquote thinning of the veil during October. Is October a more haunted month because of this supposed thinning of the veil? And, I mean, I have some opinions about that. I'm sure you do as well, Vanessa. But to kind of get us started on this 15 to 20 minute conversation, what exactly is this veil that everybody keeps referring to?
In its simplest terms, the veil that everyone refers to is the separation between the living and the dead. And I mean, that is the Reader's Digest condensed version. And I understand where the concept comes from. I get it. You know, and it doesn't matter where you are in the world. They talk about it this way. I am very opinionated about it as well. So right. How would you like us to go about sharing our opinions with the world, Mike?
Well, I mean, personally, and this is for me, and you know, maybe it works differently for other people, but I don't see any difference. You know, I'm out there doing a lot of paranormal investigations, and I've had many of my more eventful experiences when it has not been October. That doesn't mean to say there haven't been experiences during October, but you know, they've happened all times of year, not just October. And I think sometimes because of the season, because we relate it to the spookies and all that, you know, it kind of becomes a mindset that, you know, things are going to happen because it's that time of year. So what do you think?
No, I agree with you. The fact of the matter is that from October 1st to October 31st, we want things to be different.
Yeah.
We need to feel mystical. You know, it's like I call people 7% witches, you know, where they are, boy, howdy. As soon as they hit October 1st, they throw on the mantle and they wear it with pride until October 31st. And then they grow back to being whatever it was that they were before. You know, that, however, is not the case for myself in that realm, in that regard, or in the veil, because I'm right there with you. You know, the things that happen to me and around me happen 24/7, 365. And there doesn't appear to be any major shift or any major difference. But that is because, in all fairness, I am open to it the other 11 months out of the year. However, let me go ahead and let people know I did not always think this way. There was a time, even though I speak to the spookies, even though I speak to the deceased and for the deceased, there was a time when I even fell in with that logic. And I think over time, as we grow and just become more open as individuals, we tend to fall out of that stereotypical way of thinking.
Yeah, and you have to have the ability to be flexible and change your mind. You know, we're constantly learning, and as you learn and as you gain wisdom over the years, you know, those things that you thought before, you know, kind of go by the wayside, or maybe you have a different angle on them. And I know a lot of people out there like to examine the different moon phases and times of day, times of year. I had somebody throw at me a few weeks ago about, well, maybe that, you know, the veil is thinner, you know, around this time of year because of the autumnal equinox. And it's like, well, if that's true for now, because remember we have the equinoxes twice a year and we have the solstices twice a year. If that's true, then it would also be thinner during the spring when we have the spring equinox. But you never hear anybody talk about the veil being thin around that time of year. I mean, it's,
You know, sure don't.
It's close to Easter, and you hear everything about Jesus rising and bunnies and eggs and very different.
You're right, though. Absolutely nothing about the veil, and you're absolutely correct. And it's fascinating. I think it has just so much more to do with the weather, the fact that the nights are longer, the days are shorter, it's colder, you bundle up, the leaves are falling, there's Halloween candy, there's everything that we need for comfort that we have to have that little extra something mystical and magical. We just have to have it. In the spring, at the spring equinox, we're looking at rebirth. We're not looking at harvest.
Right.
And harvest, is much, much, much different. We just had our harvest moon. It was beautiful, but it's just a completely different way of thinking. And it's profitable. Let's face it. It's profitable.
It is profitable. These days. Yeah.
Yes.
But you're right. I think there is definitely a mystique to the time of year. You're right. It's a time of change. It's a time of the harvest where, things are dying off for the year. Mm-hmm. And it's also, we have these different traditions like, the pumpkins and turning them into jack-o'-lanterns and, these different symbols that come out this time of year that, we relate to, we call it fall for a reason, yes,
exactly.
Leaves are falling off the tree, but it's that recession of life from before. Like, the spring equinox, things are, coming alive, things are budding, and it's a whole different look and feel to the year than it is right now. And so I think it's, something psychological within us that, makes it seem like the veil is thinner, because of these different things that are essentially in the air, like, literally in the air.
Well, and I mean, let's go ahead and call a spade a spade. This time of year, especially, is a time when all of those who aren't practitioners of the craft can comfortably and publicly embrace traditions that are not Christian based.
Sure.
They can do it without judgment. And so I think there's something to be said for that freedom, for them feeling like they're not going to be judged for being enthralled with the things that go bump in the night. So they're just, like I said, just that much more open to believing.
Yeah,
and
certainly,
believe it comes.
This time of year, I mean, all year long, you, me, Shauna, others, this is something that we embrace, and I would have no problem hanging up Halloween decorations, 365. But you're right. For others, this is that time of year where they are finally allowed to go ahead and do so and it be socially acceptable. And if, you want to stay up watching, paranormal movies all night long, then it's okay to do so because it's that time of year for that.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's sad because, like you said, for us, I mean, that's a 365 thing, but I don't mind so much people believing in the veil and believing that it thins at this time, if it allows them even that small period of time, that 30 days, to kind of see the world in a different light.
Yeah, that's a good point. It does give them that chance to go ahead and explore those different topics. And, if you're right, if they want to believe that the veil is thinning, maybe it does give them an opportunity to look into these matters a little bit deeper, maybe, learn a few more things about the paranormal, the supernatural, maybe go ahead and get a reading done and find out a few more things, and maybe even discover that, hey, they might have a little bit more going on than they originally thought. So, if that works for them for the moment to become a little bit more open to these things, then you're right. Maybe that does work as far as like a psychological slant to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, I'm all peace, light, and love, for the most part, until I'm mad. And I mean, I enjoy the fact that this time of year, from now to the end of the year, people embrace different ways of looking at things. And for a more of a pagan based religion way of thinking, way of life to be embraced by the masses and not criticized and ridiculed and spit upon, you know what? I'll take it. I'll absolutely take it.
Yeah, absolutely. Just as long as we can keep the Christmas stuff off the shelves until after Halloween, please.
Oh, that's never going to happen. You know that. There is no longer a Black Friday. You know it's like charcoal gray Thursday now. It's Thanksgiving.
Oh, I know. They keep making it earlier and earlier and earlier. It's insane.
Exactly.
You know what? I know this is a little off topic, but I actually do stock up on some Halloween items before Halloween even hits, because it's like a week or two before Halloween, everything goes on sale because they're now restocking for Christmas. And so it's like, okay, well, I can still decorate for Halloween and get this on sale and hang it up and use it this week.
Exactly. So. And I do have to interject here just on one little thing. Samhain, which, mm-hmm. you know, is what we're talking about as far as the holiday goes and what people kind of combine with a veil thinning. Let's not forget a whole other part of the country or a whole other part of the world that celebrates Dia de los Muertos.
Oh, yes.
And yes, the Day of the Dead.
Right.
And that's a completely different culture. And I believe it's November 1st that they celebrate that. They honor in their culture what pagans honor during Samhain, which is their lost loved ones, those who have passed on before them. And that's really important to note, that it isn't just, it expands so much more than what people realize. It really is a time not just of eating candy and wearing scary costumes, but it's a time of honoring your ancestors.
Yeah, and there's definitely a meshing of different holidays. You know, we talked about it a couple of years ago, because Edge of the Rabbit Hole fell on Halloween. We did history of Halloween, and there really is a meshing of different cultures and different ideologies and different beliefs here, because, you know, November 1st is also All Saints Day. And so mm-hmm. when, you know, they were proselytizing there in England and interacting with the Druids, you know, who had these different traditions, they basically meshed all these different things together. So, you know, you also had, you know, these honorings of the Christian beliefs with their different saints, and yeah, all these different world cultures coming together on one day or 2 days linked together. That is really kind of amazing if you think about it.
It really, truly is. And for anyone listening, that is the one thing that I feel I can speak for myself, Mike, and Shauna when I say, during this particular season, whether you, you know, honor Samhain, whether you look at it as Halloween, whether it's All Saints Day, whether it's Dia de los Muertos, do us all a little favor and light a candle. Doesn't matter what color, doesn't matter how big, doesn't matter for how long. For those who have come before you and are now gone, honor them for the knowledge that they have embedded inside of you and that one day you will embed in your future generations.
Absolutely. And on that note, we'll go ahead and wrap it up. If you have not yet, please go ahead and subscribe or follow whichever platform you're currently listening to this on, and whatever they do for you to, you know, get updated and get those alerts on the new podcast. Of course, tune in to us for our full live stream show Tuesday nights on the Haunted Road Media YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/Haunted Road Media for our full Edge of the Rabbit Hole show. I'm Mike Ricksecker with Vanessa Hogle. Till next time.
Later, Gators.